just goes on like that. Well, hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Audio Archive Program 1. The Radio Thrift Shop Audio Archive is early broadcasts of the Radio Thrift Shop remixed with additional music and information in the spirit of free radio. Take a trip with your radio and the time machine of the airwaves. Destination anywhere, anytime. The Radio Thrift Shop Audio Archive.
So Mason and Dixon.
I still love you.
Connecticut band The News with the Pine Tree Heaven. Before that, we heard Robert Lester Folsom and a tune called Jericho. Those were all released on the Riverman music label out of Korea. They specialize in digging up all kinds of cool and unusual albums that were privately pressed and released in small quantities back in the 1970s and 1980s. Again, that's Riverman music in Korea. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And we're just taking that radio time machine through more corridors than an episode of Doctor Who. So please stay tuned.
Right now, for your listening pleasure, I have an episode of Music Depreciation, Old Time Radio.
From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, it's the music of Frank Duvall for the orchestra, Les Paul, his guitar and trio, and tonight's special guests, Herb Jeffries and Illinois Jack Kett. This is Music Depreciation.
Good evening, music lovers. The doors on the walls of the halls of culture are open once again for Music Depreciation. This evening, we are pleased, verily giddy, to present such fertile sprouts in the garden of artistic endeavor as our esteemed conductor, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall, the eminent master of the stringed lute, Signor Lesky Paul, and our thrice welcome guests, among them the great baritone of stage, screen, and shower, Herbie O. Jeffries, and the far-famed maestro Illinois H. Jacquet, peer among tenor saxophonists. The concert opens with a 2.5-minute version of the Minute Waltz. Its leading motif is described thus. Charmingly described as a lush thrush in the brush. The Minute Waltz. Thank you.
As Johann Sebastian Bach stated following the debut performance of the Brandenburg Concerto, and I quote,
"Yeah, yeah."
Close quote. This brings us to a high spot in tonight's masterworks, the appearance of Professor Lesky Paul, described by critics as Voot on the Lute. A certain noted critic was questioned regarding the career of Professor Paul. He said, without hesitation, "For the playing of this work, the percussion section is somewhat altered. The cowhide drum has been moved away from the bull fiddle. Their minds were obviously not on the music." Here is a reading by Lesky Paul of Body and Soul. It is with a pleasure that mounts to the more tangible reaches of delirium that we present for the first time on this concert series the brilliant baritone Herbie O. Jeffries. The aria he is to bring us tonight is titled "You've Changed" from the opera "You Don't Look So Sharp Yourself." Signor Jeffries has a word of personal greeting.
Hiya, Pops.
This profound phrase from the original Sanskrit is translated, "C'est quoi, signore, signori." The signor continues.
Skiddy-wee-woo. Ay, 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 you dog, you dog.
Which is translated...
One side, Jackson. Let me get my choppers hopping.
You've changed.
Have faded into just
today. Oh, girl of my heart, you change. There were times when you said, I love you. You were just playing a part. Now when you say the word, I love you, I can tell it's straight from the heart. Oh, you changed. That hopeless look has left your face. There's happiness in your embrace. Oh, darling, I'm glad you came.
Music depreciation. During this moment of beautiful and profound silence, this lovely period of peace and quiet, intermission, a word concerning the composition we are to hear in a moment under the baton of Dr. Frankenstein Duval. The arioso, meno mozo, maestoso, grosso, sozo, I cover the waterfront. The work is a tragic one. It pictures first a wanderer in a great building. Before him are many hundreds of doors. He is undecided for a moment. Then, with hesitation, he opens a door. And the movement concludes. The final passages depict the desolate and lonely starvation of an earwig stranded in a cello player's hair. This is I Cover the Waterfront.
Thank you.
In a moment, we will welcome the return to the podium of Professor Lesky Paul. The work the maestro had intended to perform in this second appearance was a series of excerpts entitled Autumn Leaves, the collection of an old rake. It was a reflective work, which on further reflection will be omitted. In its place, we hear the scherzando non troppo con Beat Me Jackson Cherokee. In this music, there is the scene of a storm at sea. The breakers roar, the surf rolls, the bosom of the ocean heaves and swells. This is the move over, bud, and give me some room at that rail motif. There is the maestro. The flinch game concludes in the upper balcony, and we enjoy together Cherokee. It was obvious from the very beginning that Illinoisich Jacquet was no ordinary mortal.
That's what the man said. He said that.
On viewing his offspring for the first time, the elder Jacquet gazed at the young one for a moment, then made this immortal observation.
Uh-oh.
It was not long before the child knew he was destined for music. Soon he was perusing passionately the works of Bach and Beethoven.
Sure, those boys live right behind me on 12th Street.
And finally, the career of Maestro Illinoisich Jacquet came to its full fruition.
Hello.
Here is the poem Romanza con Loco, I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
I was beginning to think the same thing about you, Pops.
Mm-hmm.
climax of this evening's concert brings us what is described in the memoirs of Johannes Brahms as a bash. In this work titled Frankie and Johnny, the orchestra under Frankenstein Duval states the theme, and we hear an un-Wagnerian love motif as sung by our baritone Herbie O'Jeffries. In the third movement, marked agitated capriccioso for a bow tie on a nervous Adam's apple, there is a solo for saxophone by the eminent Illinois-ish Jacquette. And finally, the entire ensemble beats the compositions to the socks and calls in unison for the Benzedrine. Maestro has appeared, the doors have been bolted, and the audience is firmly chained to the seats. This is Francois and Johann.
With a sweet gal, that is true. Oh, she'd find that you've been out catting, and Jack, you'd soon be through. Oh, you better walk that straight, or you'll meet his fate.
This has been Music Depreciation. Good night, music lovers. Each week at this time, from the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, Music Depreciation brings you the orchestra conducted by Frank Duvall, the Les Paul Trio, and noted artists from the world of swing. Tonight's guests were Herb Jeffries and Illinois Jacquette. See you next Sunday on Music Depreciation. Tony Lafrano speaking.
This is Mutual.
From 1944, that was Music Depreciation. And now on the Thrift Shop Audio Archive, Flash Frisbone. Or should I say, and now.
And now.
No!
Sorry, try again.
And now. The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, who instead of becoming a bank clerk as his mother wanted, went to seek his fortune in the uncertain netherworld of commercial broadcasting, a dog-eat-dog existence, jumping from one job to another in a never-ending quest for that one secure, cushy gig. You'll remember last month, Flash was sent to cover the election results for WGOP/WFLQ-FM. He's in the headquarters of independent candidate Rene Snowfleck. There's a flurry of activity. He's talking with the station manager.
Hey, I don't know the guy's name.
It's not important.
Yeah, but who's going to sign my paycheck?
Not important. There is a flurry of activity. As Flash gets on the remote line back to the station, let's listen.
Then 2, 3, 4. Okay, can you hear me now, Chief?
Don't call me Chief.
Oh, sorry. Okay, is this any better?
It's a little bit better than that lousy line you had last time. Now, what the heck is going on there, Frisbone?
Just a minute. Let me mingle with the crowd here.
Mingle, mingle, mingle.
Hey, you! Yeah, what's all the hubbub?
Well, the results are coming in. It looks like more precincts are reporting and Snowfleck has pulled ahead.
No.
Yes, well, that's the way it looks. We're just as surprised as you are.
Wow, well, let me get some totals here. Let's see. 200,000.
Listen, man, if you don't need me, I gotta go get some more cigarettes.
Oh, sure. Wait a minute, Chief, I got it. Listen, not, he's pulling ahead. He's winning. Wait a minute. Hold on, there's a bulletin coming across the wire here. Let me see. I got some new totals, and it looks like Snowfleck is going to visit campaign headquarters here. Hey, he's on his way right now.
Oh, good grief, Frisbone. This story's getting bigger than I thought. I just had a call from ITN in England. They're sending a film crew over there. Hold on. This guy up there, because I figured that's where he'd do the least harm. Hey, we have time to get someone else.
Hey, Chief!
What?
Hey, do you think maybe NBC would send Jessica Savage up?
Frisbone!
Okay.
Now look, Frisbone, I just had a wire. Both ABC and Cable News Network are sending crews up. Now, do you think you can handle it? They want your feed for now.
Oh, you bet, Chief.
Don't call me Chief!
Hey, there's a crew here right now. We just got word that Rennie Snowfleck's car has arrived, and he'll be entering. Plug me in!
Okay, Frisbone, you're on the air.
Good evening, sports fans, and all the ships at sea, and hi, Jane and Jessica, and I'd like to say hi to my good buddy Ted Turner in Atlanta, and Victor Windup, if he's listening. I know he voted for Reagan. He really wanted Rudy Valley, though. This is Flash Frisbone, and I'm here at Rennie Snowfleck headquarters, where Rennie Snowfleck has just arrived, and he'll be entering the room. Wait, here he is now. I see him. He's surrounded by a cloud of smoke. There's his aide with a cigarette lighter.
Frisbone, get down there and get an interview.
Wait a minute.
Frisbone!
The smoke is clearing, and...
Get an interview.
Wait a minute. I can't get down there.
The whole country's listening.
Well, the wire is too short. This wire isn't long enough.
Do something.
Wait a minute. Maybe if I pull on the cord, maybe it's caught on something. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got it. I'll just give it a good yank here.
Frisbone? Frisbone? Frisbone?
His first chance at a network live national hookup, and Flash seems to have been mysteriously disconnected. Will he get his interview? And why is everyone so surprised? And where will Flash go after the election? And were Jessica and Jane even listening? And who will be the next U.S. president? Be listening next time for the continuing amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace! amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbon are produced exclusively for the Air Check Factory at Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script by Tom Conard. Additional funny dialogue by Gary Bourgeois. The Flash Frisbon character and Flying F insignia are copyrighted by Modern Day Talking Cartoons and Novelty Store. Any resemblance to any other radio personality, living or dead, is because that's just the way the business is. This is your announcer speaking.
Hey, what about Elmer Glock?
This has been the Radio Thrift Shop Audio Archive, Program 1. A bit of an experiment from ye old DJ Frederick, mixing music and culture from 1900 to tomorrow on the time machine of the airwaves. Playing none of the hits all of the time. Mixing and remixing old editions of DJ Frederick shows, including the Radio Thrift Shop, with new material. Yep, I've got an archive that's that deep. Crazy, huh? Well, thank you for listening. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself. Take good care of and grow your community. And take good care of those you love. Love.